CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Wondered a little about the seven deadly sins: pride, anger, envy, lust, gluttony, laziness. I mean, I'm not touting any one of them as an admirable trait, but isn't every one of us a little guilty of all or most of them in our lifetime? Human frailty, perhaps, but deadly sins? Surely all of us who hope for heaven would also hope to be forgiven if we committed any of them. Except the seventh, the one I didn't list. Greed. That one can be truly deadly.
Don't you see anything when you look with me into the crystal ball?
No. What do you see, Madame Tudonia?
A face. A woman's face. Randy, you are doomed. A woman will bring you death.
Our mystery drama, The Dog Walker Murders, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Lloyd Batista. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Christopher Columbus for parquet margarine.
America, America, I love you, America. What a land, what a land. Hey, America, I'll discover you in just a sec. First, I'll have my toast and a parquet margarine.
Butter.
Cup ho, you're a parquet.
Butter.
Well, I'll just do some fancy navigating and see for myself. Mmm, a night rich. Ooh, creamy, you are a butter.
Parquet.
It's a longer drop off the edge of the world, you know.
Parquet margarine from Kraft. The flavor says...
Butter.
Hi, Pat Summerall to say that there are times you may want dim lights and soft music, but not when you turn on your flashlight or portable radio. That's why you should depend on Rayovac heavy-duty supercells from True Value Hardware Stores. Long-lasting Rayovac cells come in a variety of sizes for everything from calculators to electronic games. So restore full power to dim flashlights, faint radios, and slow tape recorders. Get Rayovac heavy-duty supercells from participating True Value Hardware Stores and home centers, where you'll find values in every department.
Nobody serves you the sunshine like Republic. Nobody flies to sunny places like we do.
Come on, fly to the sun. Republic Airlines will take you away from winter to Las Vegas, Phoenix, or San Diego. To Orlando, West Palm Beach, Tampa, Sarasota, Miami. To Grand Cayman or to Mexico. One airline all the way. Nobody serves you the sunshine like Republic. And you'll save money with special low fares to the sunny places. For example, Republic will take you to Orlando for just $109 one way. Leave winter behind and take off for the sunshine. For complete fare details and reservations, call a travel agent or call Republic.
Nobody serves the people like Republic.
We'll do everything under the sun for you.
Put on a sunny side.
Come on, let's fly in style.
Nobody serves you the sunshine. Nobody serves our Republic like Republic.
The most insidious poison that saps any individual or nation is greed. It has toppled empire after empire, broken the strongest men down through the ages, men like Caesar, Alexander, Napoleon. It has broken countless unsung men like our protagonist in this story. Randy Garfield has no place in history, except maybe as an example of our permissive society. It wasn't his fault that he grew up in the era where too often the cry of the young is, "The world owes me a living." And for a while, Randy found that his peculiar talents seemed to satisfy that belief.
Randy, come have a cup of tea with me.
No thanks, Madame Tudonia.
I will read your future.
I don't care much about that anymore.
Oh, but you should.
He's dead, old woman. Honey is dead.
We all mourn your father here at the circus. Maybe I could help your hurt. Bring you nearer to him.
Can you make him alive again?
Ah, that is beyond the fortune teller. But perhaps I could help you to begin to live again. I think we must talk.
Why?
Ah, it is too noisy to tell you here on the midway. Come inside my wagon.
Okay.
Now, will you have tea?
Yeah, why not? Why do you think you have to talk to me?
Oh, it isn't all a fake what I do. You might be surprised how much of the future really is revealed to me.
I wouldn't be too surprised. You knew Dad was going to die, didn't you?
Yes. How did you know that?
He told me. He said you warned him against that fancy entrance with the parasol.
Ah, what did he need with such a cheap stunt? The greatest clown the circus has ever known. Risking his life floating all over the big top, clinging to that flimsy sunshade. He didn't need to kill himself to bring the people in. They loved him.
You know whose idea it was originally.
Your mother's.
Yes, because she thought he'd make more money. Money for her to take away from him. It's the only reason I wish she hadn't died. At least while she was alive, he'd never give in to the idea. Why did he have to do it after she was gone?
Because he loved her.
After the hell she made of his life?
He couldn't help himself.
Oh, I hate that woman.
Hush, she's dead.
No, not for me. Never for me. I see her face in every other woman's.
You mustn't let her make you hate all women, Randy.
I can't help myself.
Then I must try to help you. Listen to me, Randy. I have things to tell you. Gaze into the crystal ball with me. Watch the magic mists swirl deep within the sphere. Concentrate. Probe the drifting fog. Watch as the future opens to you. Watch. Remember. Randy. You can wake up now.
Huh? Oh. Oh, did I fall asleep on you?
No, not exactly.
Oh, you hypnotized me.
Not so much as you yourself.
That's impossible.
You know that is not true. I've taught you enough about hypnotism for you to know that anyone can be hypnotized if they don't fight it.
What's your post-hypnotic suggestion this time?
None. It isn't your past I care about. It's your future.
Oh, my future?
Yes. What will you do with yourself now that your father is gone?
Get out from under. I mean, I don't belong in the circus. I never did. The only reason I've hung around this long was to take care of Pop. He needed me. I don't care how. I'll find a way.
You're a strange boy, Randy. What do you want of life?
I'll tell you what I want, Madame Tredonia. Money. Money to buy me anything I want. Money to make me a somebody instead of a nobody. Money to be free to live my life and wipe out all the memories of the past.
But there are other things in the world. What about love? A wife? Children?
Oh, what has love ever brought me but disaster? A wife? After my mother's example, children? Would I wish my childhood on any other kid?
I must warn you. There is great danger for you in the future. Did you not see anything when you looked with me into the crystal ball?
No. What did you see?
A face. If you don't change your attitude about women, Randy, you are doomed. A woman will bring you death.
If I was fond of any woman, it was Madame Tredonia. But I had no time to pay any heed to gypsy warnings. I wanted to break free, get away from my past. It took time to get my foot on the first ring on the ladder to success. I went to work for a bank.
Well, Randy, this is our last stop in our brief tour of the bank, the safe deposit vault. All these shining boxes concealing and hoarding dead capital never to be used to the bank's advantage. Frozen money lying here sterile and unproductive. Terrible waste, terrible waste. Ah, well, that's not your business, is it? Well, we'll start you off as a junior teller, okay, Randy?
Whatever you say, Mr. Banks.
Yes, fortuitous name, wouldn't you say, for a banker?
Yes.
Served me well enough so that after 20 years, I'm vice president of personnel. Isn't that something?
It sure is, sir.
It took me 25 years. Well, let's hope that your progress will be swifter and that you'll be happy here.
It wasn't. It was a tedious, back-breaking bore for barely enough money to subsist. It killed me, but all around me was money that could spell ultimate freedom. Money I had no access to. Until after the first year, when I was moved to the safe deposit vault.
Would you let me in, please, young man?
I'm sorry, madam. I didn't see you come down. Right away.
You're new, aren't you?
To the safe deposit vault, yes. I've only been here a couple of weeks.
Well, you certainly are an improvement over your predecessor. She was a surly old cow. It's nice to be greeted with a smile for a change.
Thank you.
Especially when it belongs to such an attractive man.
Well, it's easy to smile at an attractive woman.
Oh.
May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Sidney Cooper.
I'll just get your card out.
May I have yours?
Beg pardon?
Your name.
Oh, of course. It's Garfield. You just sign here. Oh. It says Shirley Cooper.
That's what I am now. My husband is dead.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. There you are, Shirley Cooper. And your name again?
Garfield. My first name is Randy.
Oh, I like that. Randy. I like that name.
May I have your key, please?
You've only to ask, Randy.
She made sure our hands touched. Crossing into the vault to get her box, I was thinking to myself, oh, brother, this is all I need. A middle-aged widow on the prowl.
Just hand the box to me, please.
Well, it's pretty heavy, Mrs. Cooper. I'll carry it into the room for you.
Oh, I'm not going to be that long.
No trouble. It'll be more secure on the desk here than on the little slide tables in the vault. Yeah. There you are. Now I'll leave you alone.
Well, you might as well stay. I'll only be a minute.
Oh, take your time, please.
I'm only going to get a necklace out for the opera tonight. You can wait.
It's a bank rule, Mrs. Cooper. We're supposed to leave the customers alone.
For heaven's sakes, I've nothing to conceal. But if that's your orders from upstairs...
You just call me when you want me.
Oh, I just might take you up on that, Randy.
Giving me the eye, so I got out fast. Like I said, I wanted no part of her. Or was I so sure of that? Now that I'd had a gander at what she had in that safe deposit box, it was crammed with what looked like Krugerrands. But whatever the coins were, they were pure gold. Oh, there we are.
And here's your key, Mrs. Cooper.
Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
I can say the same.
Your wife must consider herself a very lucky girl.
Oh, I'm not married, no.
Really? Well, then that makes us two of a kind, doesn't it?
I suppose so.
Unattached and fancy-free. Or is there a special girl in your life?
Not at the moment. If you'll excuse me, that's my phone.
Saved by the bell. You run along. I'll see you tomorrow when I bring my necklace back to the bar.
I couldn't get that crazy dame out of my mind. Not so much her as all those gold coins I'd seen in her deposit box. The next day, she came in just before closing. It wasn't till after I'd put her box away that she spoke to me.
Do you go home now, Mr. Garfield?
Just as soon as I button up a few things.
Will that be long?
Oh, 5 minutes or so. Why, Mrs. Cooper?
Well, I think I had one cocktail too many at lunch yesterday before I came here. I'm afraid I acted a little silly while I was with you.
I didn't notice anything.
Well, that's kind of you to say that. Just the same, I'd like to offer you an apology.
No apology necessary.
I'd feel better if I made one. Will you join me for a drink? My treat.
I think I'd like that very much, Mrs. Cooper. What the heck, I thought. If she wants to make a lady killer out of me, what's the harm? I didn't realize then. I was looking at a lady I was going to have to kill.
Randy Garfield had been warned by the fortune teller, Madame Tredonia. But Randy had been too anxious to escape from his circus background and forget his past. Now it is to return to haunt him. First of all, showing him the road to riches, and then leading him down the other side of the mountain to total disaster. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Wednesday on CBS television, Burt Reynolds was the world's greatest stuntman. He'd fallen farther and been blown higher than any man alive. Then they asked him to do the world's most dangerous stunt.
Flames, explosions, deaths, all in one shot.
And when Burt Reynolds named his prize,
$100,000,
Sally Fields named hers.
I won't be here when you get back.
Burt Reynolds and Sally Fields.
Action!
In Hooper, a CBS special movie presentation, Wednesday at 8:30, 7:30 Central and Mountain.
Boy, Harry, I tell you, all everybody thinks about these days is what's in it for me.
Yeah, Joe, you're right. Well, gotta run. I'm due at the Red Cross.
Red Cross? What's in it for you?
I teach first aid.
Oh, picking up some extra change, huh?
No, Red Cross volunteers don't get paid. This is the 100th year we've been helping people.
100 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Harry, you think maybe there's something in it for me?
Could be, Joe. Could be.
Red Cross, ready for a new century.
You should be having the time of your life at the North Shore. You're dining with friends,
being served day and night.
Take a swim,
play some golf,
meet some people you like, and your home not a dream but a beautiful life at the North Shore Hotel.
North Shore Retirement Hotel in Evanston is for people who want to do things. A walk in the park, a game of golf, a day of shopping, or a night on the town. The North Shore is in the middle of it all. To visit family or travel the world. To return to knowing a doorman will greet you. Your furnished apartment is clean. A meal is prepared. The chores you've wanted to take for granted, you finally can. While staff and activities await you. As do friends anxious to share your experiences.
What a beautiful life at the North Shore.
Call Miss Brody at 864-6400. The North Shore isn't a place to retire. It's the place to live.
This is WBBM Chicago.
The cafe is expensive and discreetly lighted in soft tones calculated to make a woman look her best and youngest. The preliminaries of the brief apology have been quickly passed over in favor of polite but interesting probing by each party for information about the other. The ritual is as calculated and careful as a mating dance, which, come to think of it, is exactly what it is.
Your husband, when did he... did he die recently?
No, a couple of years ago. I've been without him just long enough for the first ecstatic relief to have worn off and to find out that I actually feel lonely. Not that I miss him. We weren't very happy together.
No, I'm sorry.
So am I. Well, it isn't much fun to be a lonely old woman, Randy. I may call you Randy, can't I?
If you want. But look, you're not old. And I bet you have lots of friends and guys.
Oh, I have hosts of acquaintances, my dear boy. I couldn't begin to count the girlfriends I have in my general age bracket. The men, well, that's a little different. The ones in their 40s or 50s are in the throes of the last desperate macho fling and only care for a fresh young game. The older ones are either bores or candidates for a wheelchair. Now, that's enough about me, Randy. Now tell me about yourself.
Well, there isn't much to tell, Mrs. Cooper.
Now, if I can make it Randy, can't you make it Cheryl?
Okay. Cheryl.
Do you know that you have the most extraordinary eyes? How about another drink?
Well, if you insist.
Waiter, two more of the same. All right now, Randy?
What?
Tell me about yourself.
Well, it's not very interesting.
Let me be the judge of that.
I was brought up, sort of, in the circus. Oh. My father was a clown.
Well, now that's fascinating.
I hated it.
You didn't want to grow up to be a clown?
No.
I thought every little boy did.
I wasn't allowed to.
What do you mean?
My mother. She hated the circus and everything about it. Finally, she got so she hated my father. Said he ruined her life. Now, she was always hammering away that circus folks were freaks and weirdos. Yeah, she could have been a singer or a dancer, she thought. But she liked this stuff too much.
She was an alcoholic?
She was a lush.
You didn't like her?
I couldn't stand her. When I got old enough, I cut out and went back to my old man in the circus.
Didn't you like the circus after you got away from her?
No.
Even being with your father?
No, I let him down. I broke his heart.
How?
He wanted me to follow in his footsteps. He tried to teach me everything he knew, but I just didn't have it. I couldn't live up to him.
Was he a very good clown?
Oh, the tops. His name was Honey.
Oh. Oh, my, yes. Well, I remember him. Well, he was wonderful.
Well, my mother finally took him for everything he had before she died. I hung around with him. Because even though I'd failed him, he had to have someone. He was so alone.
And now... Oh, that's right. Oh, didn't he?
Yes, he was doing some stupid stunt with a parasol and one of the trip ropes snagged on the guide wire. He fell 60 feet. He was dead the moment he hit the ground.
Oh.
Hey, how come we got off on all this? You're crying.
I think I'm drowning.
What are you looking at me like that for?
It's your eyes. I told you about them. They've absolutely hypnotized me. Stay with me, Randy. Have dinner with me. We're a couple of loners, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather be with.
I should have walked out on it. I knew what I was getting into. And one part of me didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. But there was the other side. No more short rations for a while. Live it up. Eat at the best restaurants. Tailor-made clothes. Money in my pocket. Besides, there was one wild idea in the back of my head I didn't want to think about too much yet. until I did. I played it very carefully.
Why won't you ever come home with me? Or at least let me come to your place.
The bank, Cheryl. I think we should keep this under wraps. I've got a job to think of.
I wish you'd forget that stupid little job. It's a dead end.
I have no training, Cheryl. Jobs for me are not so easy to find.
Then quit. You don't need one. I'll give you a better way.
How?
Sid left me too much for me to handle properly myself. You could marry me and take over the job.
That isn't a job. I'd just be a hired companion.
Oh, don't. Please, Randy. I love you.
Later, I thought about it. Easy Street. A pocket full of dough, no more hand to mouth. I didn't think about it long. It wouldn't work for me. I couldn't be tied down, and besides, Cheryl drank too much. She reminded me of my mother. I didn't even really like her. All I liked was her money and what it could buy me. And I didn't want to lose that. It was the following night she showed me how I didn't have to.
Can I build you a new drink, Randy?
No, thanks, Cheryl. I'm coasting.
Well, I'm fresh out. Mind if I fill up?
Why not? You're your own woman.
Not since I met you, lover. Oh, Randy, I can't help what you do to me. It's those eyes of yours. They just mesmerize me. I'm as helpless as if you had me hypnotized.
Have you ever been hypnotized? I mean, really?
No. Why? Can you...
An old tent trooper like me? Well, I can show you how if you cooperate.
You know with me you've got a willing slave, Randy.
Okay. Let me get my keys out of my pocket.
What do you want them for?
I'll show you. I want something that catches the light for you to concentrate on. Now, just keep looking at these as I swing them back and forth. Just a little. Slowly.
I'd rather look at you.
Come on, Cheryl. Concentrate.
Okay, concentrating.
Just keep your eyes glued to the keys. Now try to make your mind a blank. Let yourself relax. Concentrate on the keys. Follow the keys. Back and forth. Back and forth. Your eyes are getting heavy. You're getting sleepy. Sleepy. You want to rest. Your eyelids are growing heavier and heavier. I had her under in less than 2 minutes. Her whole body relaxed and still. I bent over her to make sure she was out. And the smell of liquor on her breath almost gagged me. I remembered when my mother tried to hug me, it was always the same. A wave of hate swept over me, suddenly looking at her sitting there as if she were dead. Oh, I wished she was. Like my mother. If only I could have killed her, maybe she'd stopped haunting all my dreams. But it was too late for that. It was not too late to kill Shirley. Wake up, Shirley. Now listen to me. I'm going to count to three. And when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up. One, two, three.
Hello. Hello, Randy. But did I fall asleep? Oh, no, that's right. You were going to hypnotize me. Did it work?
Oh, no, Shirley. I struck out. I'm afraid you just fell asleep on me.
You mean I'm not under your power so you can do anything you want with me?
I guess not.
Well, you can if you want anyway.
Well, it's Sunday night, and I've got to be at the bank early in the morning. I'd lied to her, of course. She had been hypnotized deeply. And while she was, I'd tried a little experiment. You understand, Shirley?
Yes.
Repeat to me what I asked you to do just before closing.
I'm to come to the bank tomorrow, just before closing. I'm to wait, if the vault is busy, till there's no one else around. Then I'm to ask you for my box. Carry it to the room and take out the Krugerrands and put them in the wastebasket. I'm to leave them there when I shut the box and bring it back to you to put away. Then I'm to go home.
And what?
And I'm to forget I did all this and never remember it ever. Unless you tell me to.
Post-hypnotic suggestion. Just as Madame Tredonia had taught me. It used to work on me when she put me under. Would it work for me? And on Shirley?
Good afternoon, Mr. Garfield.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cooper.
I'd like to get something out of my box, please.
Well, if you'll give me the key, I'll get it down for you.
Don't I have to sign?
That's not necessary once we know you. Why don't you go into that first room and I'll bring the box to you. Let me take your box. Oh, it doesn't seem to be as heavy as it was.
Really? I wonder why.
May I have your key, please?
Here you are.
Well, that's that.
Could you let me out, please? I'm in a hurry.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Well, neither did I till just this moment. I can't remember why. I just know I have to go straight home.
I let myself into the room where she'd been and let the door lock behind me. They were in the wastebasket. 100 of them. Approximate value, $50,000. I didn't need Shirley anymore. She could make a lot of trouble for me once she found the gold was missing. The safest thing to do was kill her. Besides, it was what I wanted to do.
The seven deadly sins. One thing has a bad habit of leading to another. And greed, as I said at the beginning, can so often and so quickly mushroom. From petty crime to the most vicious of all, the cardinal sin of murder. I shall return shortly with Act Three.
Hello, this is Cliff Robertson. I'd like to say a few words about those very special people who save millions of lives every year, yet they never receive any medals. In fact, you never hear their names. These quiet heroes are volunteer blood donors who supply the more than 30,000 pints of blood used every day. More donors are needed if we hope to keep up with the demand. Only 5% of those eligible donate blood. The procedure is safe and simple, and the entire process takes less than an hour. There is no substitute for human blood. An emergency can happen at any time when you or someone you love requires blood in a hurry. It can mean the difference between life and death. Won't you give blood today and join the ranks of the quiet heroes?
A public service of this station and the American Association of Blood Banks.
This is WBBM Chicago.
Your money's worth, mile after mile, that's Chevrolet. Now, Chevrolet offers $500 and $750 cash bonuses on some of America's newest and best-selling cars and trucks. cash bonuses that can apply to your down payment, or get a check direct from Chevrolet. $750 and $500 cash bonuses to retail buyers on more than 80 different new Chevy models. Gas-powered Chevys, diesel Chevys, fuel-injected Chevys. Cash bonuses on Chevette, America's best-selling small car. Citation, Cavalier. Cash bonuses on Celebrity, Chevrolet's newest front-wheel drive. And S10 pickup, the hottest-selling new truck in Chevy history. Participating Chevy dealers contribute to these cash bonuses of $750 and $500. But hurry, you must take delivery by March 31st. Chevrolet gives you your money's worth, mile after mile.
For hours since he got back to his apartment, Randy Garfield has been sitting staring at the pile of gold coins on the table in front of him, mesmerized. Can he get away with stealing them? Suppose Shirley should remember, following his hypnotic suggestion. Even if she doesn't, the next time she goes into her deposit box, she'll find the gold coins missing. Could he bluff it out? No way. But only he and Shirley know of this secret cache. If she were dead, he'd be safe and rich. The harsh jangle of the telephone shocks him out of his trance. He doesn't know it yet, but this call will make up his mind.
Yes?
It's Cheryl. Randy, where are you? It's 10:30. Why haven't you called?
I was just about to. What's wrong, honey?
Randy, I'm scared. I'm afraid I'm going out of my mind.
Why?
I've got to tell you in person. Could you come over right away?
I can't. I'm flat broke. I haven't got enough for a cab.
I'll drive over to your place. Where is it?
You'll never find it in the dark. Look, you know the big post office at Grand and Stoner?
Yes.
Pick me up there. I'll be waiting.
You'd better be. There's something you and I have to settle.
She guessed I had the gold. So she had to go. But how? What did I use for a weapon? Getting up from the table, the long chain holding my bank keys snagged on the corner. I unhooked the chain from my belt, started to toss it aside, and stopped. Oh, it was ready-made for my purpose. I stuffed it in my jacket pocket and left for the post office. So far, no one had seen Cheryl around my place, or me around hers. And I meant to keep it that way.
Randy, can you swear to me that you didn't hypnotize me last night and somehow put this suggestion in my head to do what I'm afraid I did today?
Come on, who am I, Svengali? Have a heart, Cheryl.
No, you have a heart. Oh, Randy, if it's money, you can have anything you ask. Just marry me first. I want some kind of leash on you so you can't run.
Well, I don't want to be on a leash.
Those are my terms.
Why are we stopping? Where are we now?
It's the parking lot in back of my apartment. Are you coming up with me?
No.
If you walk out on me, you'll walk home. Only you won't walk out on me.
How do you know I won't?
Because I've gotten to know you pretty well. I'm still not sure how you did it, but I know you're lying. And that when I open up my box with an officer of the bank tomorrow morning, the gold won't be there. You'll either return it to me and promise to become Mr. Shirley Cooper, or I'll prosecute. Think it over.
Cheryl, wait a minute.
What for?
No, don't turn around. I'll show you. I had pulled the long keychain from my pocket and snapped it around her neck. The parking lot was deserted. We were in the shadows between the cars, outside the pool of her headlights. She didn't struggle very long.
Morning, Mr. Banks.
Oh,
Good morning,
Garfield.
Oh, yes, of course, Randy Garfield. That the tabloid you have under your arm?
Yes, sir.
Dreadful scandal sheet. Anything else in it about Mrs. Cooper?
Mrs. Cooper?
The woman who was murdered in the parking lot of the Norfolk Arms last week. Terrible thing. She was mugged and strangled with some sort of a steel chain.
Oh, you mean the dog walker murderer.
The what?
Well, there was a headline like that in the papers. Something about maybe a dog's leash had been used. Oh, but that was over a week ago. I haven't noticed anything in the last few days.
Well, I suppose it's a nine-day wonder. Dead as a doornail by now.
Dead as a doornail. Looked as if I had gotten away with it all right. And as the weeks passed, I could be sure I had. I was out of trouble and sitting pretty. Till one day, a couple of months later...
Oh, Mr. Garfield.
Yes, Mrs. Brubaker?
Could you give me a hand in here, please?
Only too happy to oblige.
My hands are so crippled with arthritis these days. It's difficult to clip all these coupons. I don't know why my husband left me all these bearer bond things. Could you help me get these back in the box?
A pleasure.
Why couldn't he have just left regular bonds where they send the interest? Why can't I just leave them with my broker?
Well, because there's no name on these bonds. Anyone could cash them. They're just like money. There we are. All packed in.
Oh, thank you so much. You're such a nice young man. I've really grown quite fond of you coming here to the vault so regularly.
That's nice of you to say.
Oh, you know, as soon as I can arrange it, you must come and have tea with me. Oh, but I suppose since I'm such an old lady, you wouldn't find that very interesting.
I might just find it very interesting indeed. I was careful to stay away from Mrs. Brubaker's house. Instead, I took her to tea out in the country. It was a very secluded inn, and in the shade of a willow by a waterfall. I found her the perfect subject. She came in the next day. Three nights later, she went out to mail a letter at the deserted corner where I strangled her. The next one was just as easy as Mrs. Brubaker, although she didn't net me such a large return. The police were baffled. I felt completely secure.
Yeah, what is it, Sergeant Rollins?
I think we just got the big break on the dog walker file, Lieutenant Cassidy.
It's about time. Five of them. And that creep's still walking around somewheres. What do you got there, Rollins?
Well, this morning, while you were out, I took a call from a lawyer who represents the heirs of one of the women. Mrs. Jensen.
That was the one before the last.
Right. Well, it seems her son is claiming that he knows his mother had bearer bonds and cash stashed away in her safe deposit box.
So what does he think? We heisted them?
No, but he's sure somebody ripped them off.
That's impossible. Nobody else had a key to her box or in any of the cases. That checks out routine.
Maybe too routine, Lieutenant. Maybe that's why no one caught what I missed myself till I went through the file again. The dead ladies all kept their safe deposit boxes at the same bank.
You sure?
It's right here in the files.
Let me see that, Barbara.
I also ran a quick check on the lawyers and the heirs of the other victims, and all of them have a hunch the boxes were plundered.
Mm-hmm. But only of valuables that can't be traced.
Yes. Gold, bearer bonds, cash, diamonds, and so on. Well, there's only one clerk in the safe deposit vault. His name is Randy Garfield. You want me to pick him up for questioning?
Oh, we got no case. So far, it's all hunch. No real leads, just speculation. He's not tied into any of the dead dames, and how the Sam Hill could he get into those boxes to rifle them?
Oh, then you don't think he's the perpetrator?
I repeat, it's all a hunch. Now, how do we pin it on him?
Good afternoon. Am I too late to rent a safe deposit box?
Well, it's just about closing time, but I guess you made it under the wire. Won't you sit down, Miss... Mrs...
Miss Rollins. Barbara. And you are...
Mr. Garfield. What size box did you have in mind, Miss Rollins?
Well, something big enough to hold what's in my briefcase. Oh, dear. How stupid of me. I hit the catch on the desk.
Don't worry. It's only money. I'll pick it up for you.
Oh, but it's so much money. It must look as if I'd robbed a bank or something.
Did you?
Oh, no.
That's all right. I was only kidding.
Well, it's my money. Really, it is. I just cashed in all my stocks.
It was too good to pass up. I'd meant to lay off, but I couldn't miss this one.
So after he conned you into having a couple of drinks at this out-of-the-way bar, he actually hypnotized you, Barbara, right in the bar?
I let on that he did. Well, I'm telling you, I had to put up some fight. I mean, it's creepy. The guy's got these eyes.
Oh, never mind that. The thing is, he thinks he's planted this post-hypnotic suggestion that you'll go through with it tomorrow.
Well, he's convinced I'll walk into the bank, leave the money in the wastebasket for him, and walk out without ever remembering I've been there. Just like he must have worked it out with all those other women he stiffed.
You sure he didn't suspect that you're a cop?
No, he's too sure of himself.
Well, I don't know if we should give him any more rope.
Well, he hasn't hung himself yet.
You want to meet him for dinner where he said and risk that walk home through the park? I mean, we'll cover you, but it's risky.
It takes time to strangle someone.
I wanted to laugh. This one was going to be the easiest of all. We were walking along the main promenade in the park. No one ahead, and with a quick glance, no one behind.
It's lovely in the moonlight.
You don't feel scared?
Not with you.
Good. No, come over here. There's something I want to show you.
What?
Right down this path. You go first.
Oh, I don't think I want to.
Die, my lovely. Die. You all right, Sergeant Rollins?
I'm all right.
All right, hold on to this guy, boys. Make sure he's clean. Here, let me help you with that, Barbara. What kind of chain is this?
Oh, I never wanted to use my gun, but I had to. Is he...
Well, let's have a look. Garfield?
Madame Tredonia was right after all.
What?
She said a woman would bring me death. I couldn't ever get away from your mother.
It all began with an old gypsy lady peering into a crystal ball and ended with a prophecy come true. Greed was not the only thing that drove Randy Garfield to his death. A death that he met at the hands of a woman. But was it Sergeant Barbara Rollins' hands or those of his long dead mother? I shall return shortly.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If disaster struck your home, would you be able to report exactly what you lost to the police, the IRS, or to your insurance company? If not, then it's about time you took a few minutes and took a complete home inventory. To start, list the major items in each room of your house. Note the serial numbers and, where possible, purchase prices, present value, and the date purchased. If you have receipts for any of the items, it's a good idea to attach them. And to back up your written inventory, photograph the walls of each room with the closet or cabinet doors open. Now, on the back of each picture, write the date, the general location, and the contents shown. And you'd better make sure to keep two copies of the inventory, you see. One at home, so that you can update it periodically, and one away from the house in a safe deposit box. Don't lose it. You'll need it. A consumer tip from this station and your Better Business Bureau.
This is what happened to Larry, another reader, or is it victim of Ravenhouse Mysteries?
I was at the bus stop reading the latest Ravenhouse paperback when a lady walked by. She seemed familiar, like I knew her from somewhere. I followed her. She started to run, and I lost her in the crowd. The next day, I saw her again in the supermarket. Our eyes met over the lettuce. I said, Sarah, you're supposed to be dead.
Ravenhouse mysteries are so engrossing, you can't help but let the mystery take over your life.
It was a little embarrassing. I had her confused with the character in my Ravenhouse mystery.
Ravenhouse publishes new mysteries every month. Which one will claim you as its victim? If you're clever enough, you'll find Ravenhouse mysteries wherever paperbacks are sold.
Silver cord. How many of us ever totally shake off that influence that shaped our early lives? Most of us would not want to, and carry the memory of that gentle ruling hand to our graves. But a very few, a terrible few, remember not with love, but with hate, till the memory wraps their lives and brings them down in ruin. Randy Garfield was one of the tortured and the damned. Our cast included Lloyd Batista, Martha Greenhouse, Carol Tytel, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Ravenhouse Paperback Mysteries. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Pacific Northwest. Fly to Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, or Spokane for only $208 each way on a round-trip purchase. Choose from two wide-cabin non-stop flights daily to Seattle, Tacoma, or fly non-stop to Portland. Just $208 to the Pacific Northwest. 14-day advance purchase is required. Low-fare seats may be limited, so reserve early. Call your travel agent for Northwest Orient. Keeping fares down to the Pacific Northwest and the world. That's the Northwest Way.
Northwest Orient Airlines. The world is going our way.
CBS News. The president plans to continue his economic lobbying closer to home the next few weeks. I'm Paul Lockwood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Deputy Press Secretary Larry Speak says Mr. Reagan, now back in Washington after 2 days in Minnesota, Iowa, and Indiana, will be involved in a consultation process in White House meetings for the remainder of the month. Presidential Counselor Edwin Meese was on the road Tuesday night in New Haven, Connecticut. He was talking about Mr. Reagan's plan to shift some 40 federal programs to state control.
The federalism program hasn't been passed yet, let alone started. The federalism program is just now being proposed. And I think if you look at the federalism program, you find that as the powers and functions are being returned to the state, with it are being returned the actual revenue sources on a dollar-for-dollar basis. This is the first time any president has ever attempted to do that. You also find that there's a lengthy transition period, an 8-year transition period, so that if there are any problems that are unforeseen on the part of the state and local governments, those bugs can be worked out.
And we'll have more CBS News after this.
Where will investors put their money next? According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, the inducements in the new tax law could bring about the biggest portfolio shakeup in years. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Wall Street Journal articles reported on what inflation has done to mortgage lenders, how splitting up AT&T may signal a battle for home telephone sales, why you may be pleasantly surprised by this year's food price outlook, and the trend that's worrying the Pentagon as more and more defense contractors are becoming foreign-owned. The Wall Street Journal, it's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for about $1.80 per week. That's just $47 for 26 weeks, about $1.80 per week. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Moscow's TASS news agency has responded quickly to the speeches made by Western officials at the European Security Conference in Madrid. The Soviets say the speeches blaming the Russian and Polish governments for repressive policies in Poland amount to brazen interference in the internal affairs of that country. Negotiations continue Tuesday between Ford and the United Auto Workers Union, the two sides still working on a cost-cutting agreement that would at the same time assure Ford workers of their jobs. More in this report from Ned Potter in Detroit.
We remain hopeful, said a spokesman at Ford. The bargainers would like to wrap up by the weekend. But meanwhile in Tokyo, Ford's chairman, Philip Caldwell, proposes a different solution to the troubles of the auto industry. In a speech to business people, the text of which was released here, Caldwell calls on the Japanese auto companies to build factories in the markets where they do a substantial part of their business. In other words, there should be Toyotas and Datsuns built in America by Americans. It is not a new theme for Caldwell, but it is the first time he has taken the message straight to Japan. It is also something of an invitation to the Japanese companies to become even stiffer competition for Detroit. But some here suggest that if the American automakers can't get out of their current slump, this may be the best way to ensure jobs for American workers. Ned Potter, CBS News, Detroit.
At the Wayne Williams murder trial in Atlanta, a water flow expert testifying for the defense said that a colleague of his had been pressured by the prosecution to change a report on how a body would float in the Chattahoochee River. The bodies of both of the young blacks that Williams is accused of killing were found in that river last spring. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is to undergo open-heart surgery in the morning at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Plans for the operation were announced Tuesday, Kissinger's doctor saying it was needed to relieve obstructions in the coronary artery. And Senate supporters of anti-busing legislation have succeeded in shutting off the filibuster by those opposed to the measure. By invoking cloture, nearly two-thirds of the lawmakers set the clock in motion for a final 100 hours of debate on the amendment to a Justice Department authorization bill. And now, this message.
If you've been reading about wise money management in your favorite publications, you've undoubtedly heard about Dreyfus Liquid Assets, one of the world's largest money market funds, and about the big yields you can get on your money right now. Start with as little as $2,500. Make added investments as low as $100. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, your money is yours whenever you need it. Phone for it, have it sent to your bank, or write a redemption check for cash or to pay your larger bills. You keep right on earning that high yield, compounded daily until your check clears. No penalties on interest, no sales charge, no charge for the checks. It's so simple, sensible, convenient. But find out for yourself. Call toll-free 800-228-5000 for free information and a prospectus, including management fee, charges, and expenses. Read the prospectus carefully before investing or sending money. Discover how Dreyfus Liquid Assets can help you get the lion's share of today's high money market rates. 800-228-5000. Toll-free 800-228-5000.
Investigators in Japan are still trying to determine what caused a Japan Airlines DC-8 to crash into Tokyo Bay, killing 24 people. Officials have begun analyzing the flight recorders, which were recovered after the crash, and they soon hope to be able to question the pilot, who was under heavy sedation on Tuesday. There were 150 survivors of the crash, but many of them were seriously hurt. Paul Lockwood, CBS News.
This is CBS News Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
11:30 now, we're back in Chicago on News Radio 78. This is Alan Bickley.